With third base coach Bobby Dickerson away from the team today attending his daughter's high school graduation, the Birds went to the minor leagues for his replacement, literally. Brian Graham, the director of player development for the club, is here, and this has got to be a nice little side job for you today.
Well, it's nice for a number of reasons, and I do live here in Pittsburgh, and the fact that I get to come back to the big leagues is exciting, and like we talked about before, I love my job in the minor leagues, but this is definitely fun.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge coaching third base for a single day?
Well, the speed of the game and being so new out there, it's definitely a different game up here at the major league level, and I've done it, you know, 1,000 times in the minor leagues, but the speed of the game up here is quick.
Now, I understand last night you drove to Delmarva to coach third. How did that go?
Well, we won, so that's a good thing. But, yeah, it kind of knocked some of the rust off, and I got an opportunity to coach third base for Delmarva last night. And certainly seeing the game in front of you, it helped.
Now, you mentioned the speed of the game up here, and part of that is watching Buck when he puts on a sign. Now, have you had to learn the signs a couple of times? Have you had to practice to make sure you do in fact know the signs?
I know them, and we went over them in Kansas City, and I was with the club in Kansas City, and then again today, and certainly the signs from Buck. But the balls hit harder here. The guys throw better. The outfielders cover more ground, so there's definitely some challenges.
How much studying did you have to do with their outfield arms, in particular if you're going to send the guy to try to score?
Well, the guys, Wayne Kirby helped me out with some of their arms, and obviously I know some of these guys as well. So, you know, it's a matter of our base runners and their throwers, and we'll see what happens.
And there are certain guys, I guess, that you won't send, period, but there are guys that if you have a chance, if you're going to be able to get a run, you go for it.
Well, you definitely go for it, and the game obviously dictates the number of outs and who the next hitter is and who's pitching, and there's some variables.
Now, Brian, there's a lot of excitement in the minor leagues, in particular on that Delmarva club. Tell us a little bit about some of the pitchers down there that the fans may not have heard a lot about, but really have good arms and someday may help this team in Baltimore.
Well, obviously we know about Hunter Harvey, but, you know, John Keller's another guy that's exciting, and we've really got him on a program this year to get him through the year healthy, and he's a 93-95 guy. Jimmy Yakabonis is another guy that has a chance to be pretty good. Steven Brault. We've got some guys down that are fun, that are exciting, and they definitely have a chance to be good pitchers.
And on the Bowie team, you have Alvarez, who's tearing it up. Christian Walker, again, the Eastern League Player of the Week. It's good to see hitters who are trying to get noticed with their bat, because that's how you're going to get noticed.
You know, and the best thing about those guys you mentioned is this is Alvarez's first full season in professional baseball. It's Christian Walker's second full season in professional baseball, and they're competing at a really good level right now. So that is exciting.
Brian, when you go down to the minor league teams and you talk to the players, how much do you remind them about the importance of defense, in particular on a Buck Showalter team?
Well, even more so because it's Buck Showalter's organization, and you look at the importance of defense and how it wins you ball games, and absolutely positively, it's probably the most important factor that if you're going to play up here, you've got to be able to play defense.
Do they embrace that? Do they do the extra work that's necessary?
Oh, absolutely. It's unbelievable, the process in place and the work programs that are in place and the guys that are executing the programs, the staff in the minor leagues. It's great.
So what do? Do they show up early, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, simply to work on defense for whatever might be the drills that day?
Well, it's actually a little more involved than that, but every single player has his own individual player plan, and we've outlined for every player what they need to work on individually, and we go out every day and we work with each player individually on what they need to work on. So it's a very specific program, and it's certainly paying dividends.
It's got to be an easy sell when you look at the team last year breaking all kinds of records defensively for the major leagues with the fielding, winning games with the fielding, and how important that is. As Buck reminds everybody up here, the glove can't take a day off.
No, it really can't, and we all want to hit. Everybody wants to hit. Everybody wants to be a hitter, and the good hitters are going to make it to the big leagues, but the guys that can catch the ball, they're going to stay in the big leagues, and that's what we emphasize with all of our young players.
Overall, the minor leagues, it's an interesting concept where – yes, they're trying to play well to win at their teams, but it's really all about this team. Do they understand that the individual part of it, really the development part of it, is really somewhere down the road where it may come to pay dividends for the Orioles?
I think what happens, they understand it when they get to the big leagues, and then they figure it out, and they understand the importance and the value of all the work they did down there. But when you're a young player and you're trying to get to the big leagues and you're playing as a team, I'm not sure quite if they understand the totality of all of it, but certainly the staff does such a great job reminding them.
Yeah, I guess if you think about it, of course you want to win, but the key is for you, especially because you're in charge of it, is to make sure they're doing their work to hopefully give this team an option down the road.
Well, absolutely, and I tell the players all the time, I said, baseball is a team game, but it's played by individuals, and individually you do your job and you perform and you excel and you do what you need to do. The team's going to win if you do your job. So that whole team game concept is absolutely true, but it's played by individuals.
All right, well, Brian, good luck tonight. I hope I say your name. I hope Joe says your name all night long in a positive way, sending guys to the plate for a lot of runs.
All right, thank you very much.